Baz Hashem is Bochi begin Daf Hey Mesechtas Moed Katan, begin on the bottom line of Daf Dal Mebez, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of this parak, this Mesechta, regarding those malachas that are permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. So now we begin. The Mishnah said in Mesakin S, as we continue to talk about Heim and Alf, that one could fix Kilkulei HaMayim, the cisterns of water that are Shebeshusara Mechulu, that are in the public domain, and the Chaitin Naisan, etc. Like the Mishnah said, one could go ahead and dig out, let's say, for example, the stones fell from the wall of the pit into the pit, so you could clear that out on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Gemara makes the following diak. Chatita in. Yes, clearing it out, that you could do. But Chafira, but now digging this cistern initially on Chol HaMoed, that loy one's not allowed to do, as Tosfos said in the Mishnah, because that would be Tichy Yisera, and that's really an important qualification in many of the halachas of our Mishnah, that one is permitted to do certain things that are davar ha'aved, that would be a hefsid on Chol HaMoed, but not things that are tichy yisera. That's the man da'amah we had mentioned in the previous stuff, that would not be permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. However, Amar Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechonon, he makes the following qualification. He says, Loishanu, we didn't learn Eloshein Rabin Tzrichlem. Only if the public doesn't need this cistern. Avol Rabin Tzrichlem, but if the public needs this water cistern, then not for the chafidim or to. This that we're forbidding and we're only letting chatita, not chafida, is only if they don't need it. If they need it, then even digging is going to be permitted. Says the Gemara, v'chirab, m'shichla, mishari, is that really so? If the public needs it, it's going to be permitted? But v'tanyu, in the braise, it says, chaytetin, like let's say the pebbles from the ground fell into the pit. So you could clear out those pebbles on Chol HaMoed, and that are the bayreis, shichin, ma'ogreis, these are different types of pits and caves, shal yachad of an individual. And v'intzoch l'mishoram. I don't have to tell you that if it's the public's, for sure you could clear that out on Chol HaMoed. But ve'ein chayfrim, you cannot dig initially, even that of the public, and this is obviously where the question of the Gemara is from. And then I don't have to tell you that if it's individuals, for sure you cannot go ahead and dig that on Chol HaMoed. Says Gemara, now my love, isn't it talking about that when you said you can't dig of even the rabbim, it's even b'shtiram tzrichlem, even when the public needs it. So it's going, loy, no, b'shein rabbim tzrichlem. We're saying when the public doesn't need it, then you cannot. But if, and that's the dig we made from the Mishnah. But, like Rabbi Yechonon said, if the public needs it, then even chafira, even digging would be permitted. But then the Gemara makes the following question. And it's an inferential question. So wait a second. You're telling me that when we're saying that chafira is forbidden, even the shal rabbim, is when you don't need it. So the kavasa gaba yachid. Now there's two cases we're discussing. We're talking about that of the rabbim and that of the yachid. We're saying you can't dig the bayis shichin aris of a rabbim, and I don't have to tell you that of a yachid. But that means you're telling me, but the aloch is when they don't need it. So the kavasa gaba yachid. So the parallel should be by an individual's she'en yachid tzarchlem. So when he's saying the halachas of this brayso, when the individual does not need them. So then the question is, if the individual doesn't need it. Okay, I understand then you cannot do chafira. But the first half of the braisa said that chaytetin, that you could do the digging out and the clearing out of the rubble that's in that already pre-existing pit. But chatita mishari, are you allowed to even clear out the rubble if the individual doesn't need it? But betanya, in the braisa that said, b'yidah shichin ma'aris, when you have these types of pits, shal yachad of an individual, so kainzin mayim l'taychan, you could gather water inside of it on Chol HaMoed. Avolei chaytetin, you cannot clear out the rubble from that pit. Also, b'loy shofen esed kein, you cannot plaster the cracks. Okay, b'shal rabim, that of the public. Chaytid noisan, there you could clear it out, and b'shofen esed kein, and you could also plaster the cracks. So, the Gemara's question is like this. If you're going to say that when we had quoted the braisa before, that said that by an individual's pit you could clear it out, what's called chatita, that's talking about when an individual needs it. Okay, so then there's no contradiction over here. You could explain this braisa we're quoting right now that says by an individual loy chaytetin, that you cannot do chatita, that's when the individual doesn't need it. Fine, that resolves the contradiction. But if you're explaining and telling me the previous braisa, as we're inferring from the case of shal rabim, that the case would be shal yachid, is talking about that you could do chatita, you could clear it even when the individual doesn't need it, so then how are you going to explain this braisa we're quoting right now that says by an individual you cannot do chatita? You don't need it? It doesn't make a difference. Even when you don't need it, it seems to be inferred from the previous braisa that you can still do it. So says the Gemara, wait a second. So Ve'elamai, so what do you want to say? Okay, that it would be permitted only b'shayochad tzarech lam. The chatita would only be permitted when he does need it. Oh, and that would resolve the contradiction that the one that says that you cannot do it is when you don't need it. But then, the kavasaka barabim. Then again, you have to go equate it to now the case of when you're doing it for that of the publics. So how you can explain when you're saying that you could do specifically chatitam b'shadabim trichlehem? You're telling me that obviously it's talking about them. You could only do chatita because it's saying you could do by the individual and for sure by the rab. But we explain the individual means that he needs it. So the rab also means that he needs it. But then if you tell me when he needs it, then chafida mi aser, then how do you intend to say for the brisa? Initially digging one up, you think it's forbidden when the public needs it? But v'tanulin, the brisa that says, b'yrish shichin v'arish al yachid, when you have pits of an individual, so like we said in the previous brisa, we could gather water inside of it, you could clear out the rubble that's inside of it, but you cannot go ahead and plaster the cracks, and you cannot clear out inside of it, which it just we seem to have just said that you could do chatita. Some have a different gear, so you cannot initially dig it out. Either way, it's obviously more than just a regular chatita. Fine. You cannot clear out, and that's why the words are letoichen inside of them. Fine. And v'leisod noisen basid, you cannot plaster it with lime. Now, v'shal rabim, but that of the public, chayfer noisen, you could dig it, v'sod noisen basid, and you could go ahead and plaster it with lime. So you see, now, even chafira, if tzrich lehem, because obviously we're letting it, so even if you can say it's when you need it, you see it's going to be permitted. So how could you say the previous brayz is talking about the, and we're contrasting the yochid and the rabim that we're talking about when he needs it, and that's when the yochid is permitted. And so to the rabim, but then you tell me the chafira is also even when you need it, but we see clearly that the rabim is allowed to do it when they need it, even chafira. So the Mos says, okay, but el kashach kamaisa. But then we have a difficulty. We had said that you're not allowed to dig pits shel rabim, even like we had explained, even the rabim needs it. So now it's difficult for the Bryce that we're saying over here that by the rabim you are allowed to dig. So says the Gemara, it's not difficult because Tar Tzachi, the way you have to answer the first Bryce was like this. Chaitin b'yre shel yachid. You could clear out the rubble of a pit of an individual. B'she yachid sarach lehem. Yes, it's only when the individual needs them, because we have to say that to resolve their contradiction. And the answer chleima, and when the Bryce says, you don't have to say b'shal rabim, that if it's that of the publics, is kesherabim tzrich lehem. You're right, when the public needs them, for sure you could do chatita. Why? Because da'afila chafira mutter. It's not saying it's limiting to that, because even digging initially would be permitted, and now it's not difficult on the halacha that we open up with Rabbi Yechanan that says that, oh, this that we're making a dig from the Mishnah the chatita in b'chafira loy, he said it's only if the rabim don't need it. But if the rabim needs it, then they would be permitted to even do chafira, and that's how we're resolving. It's not difficult that first braisa that is telling us that chatita for the yachid, yeah, it's only when they need it, and it's not saying but that chafira would be aser for that of the rabim. No, we're saying that for sure chatita would be mutter when the rabim tzrich lehem, because even chafira is mutter when the rabim needs it. Now, but we say in the second half of the halacha, you cannot initially dig pits for the rabbim. That's b'she'ein rabbim tzrichlem when the public does not need them. And v'ein tzrichlem b'shal yachid. And for sure you don't have to say by an individual, t'chein yachid tzrichlem when the individual does not need it, because afil chatita, now my also, if an individual doesn't need it, he cannot even do chatita. So again, it's not a contradiction because you have to qualify which chafira are we saying is going to be us and which chatita is going to be mutter. Chatita is mutter that when they need it, and chafir is aser when they don't need it. But if they need it, then you could do chatita because you could even do chafir then in that situation too. And Amar Rav Ashi says, Masnit Namadik, he says, our Mishnah seems to also indicate that when the rabbim needs it, that yes, not only chatita is mutter, but even chafir is going to be mutter. Because the Ketani, our Mishnah said, Oisin kol tzarcha rabbim, which we mentioned this in the end of the previous daf, that you could do all public needs on Chol HaShemayit. Now, kol lasu yamai, when you're saying all public needs, what's it coming to include? Lav lasu yichafir, isn't that coming to include even to initially dig a pit to have water, and you can do that on chalamayit? So it's like, no, that wouldn't be a raya from our Mishnah, because that actually could be lasu yichodatani. Maybe it's coming to include what we learned in the following braisa. Yoytzen lekavitz esadrachim. A person could go out to clear away the thorns on the paths, u lesakin esadrachavis, and to fix the streets, the squares, the city squares, eves estaratois, and the highways, and to measure the mikvahs, the water baths, and any mikvah that doesn't have the measurement of tara of 40 sa, they could draw, meaning to make sure the mikveh is touching a canal of water so that it'll have the measurement of 40 sa'. And a menayin shim lo yatsu v'asu kolelin. How do you know if they don't go out and do all these different things? Shekal damim shenishpuch v'sham, that all the blood that spilled over there. In other words, like let's say someone gets harmed from the thorns on the roads. That malalim akasav kilehim shafchem. The pasuk is considered that the government, that those who are in charge, as if they spilled their blood themselves. Tamalim, as the pasuk teaching the varim when it's talking about that of the halach of egla rufa, that you shouldn't spill any innocent blood in your land that Hashem gives you, and it says v'hoya lecha dam, it's going to be on you blood, meaning you have to be careful that someone doesn't innocently get hurt. That's your charge, you the people of the Jewish people, whoever's in charge of that. So that's what it could be included when it says kol tzachara. It means all these other things, but it doesn't necessarily mean to include that of the halacha we're discussing of digging a pit. But says the Gemara, but ha, if you're telling me it includes all the items we just said, but Behedikatanullah, our Mishnah explicitly said these cases. Because our Mishnah says, some of the cases we actually said in our opening Mishnah was a Masagnes Adrachim, you fix the roads, Mr. Chavis, and the city squares, Ves Mikvais, and the public Mikvais. So obviously, that we know these things already. So, Voisin Kotzacherab Lasu Yimai. So when our Mishnah says you can do all public needs, what's it coming to include? Says Yimor, Lav Lasu Yimai, isn't it coming to include even to initially dig a pit? Yeah, from there you can infer that most definitely that is included, and therefore we can be medayik, like we answered, that like the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that chafira, if it's tzarchei rabim, if they need it, then you could even initially dig that on Chol HaMoed. Next halacha by Mishnah, we said that mitzaynes hakvaris, they would make some type of a marker on the graves with lime, like the Gemara says in Baba Kamad of Zamach Tesam Al-Alv, that they would use lime because it's white like bones, which is to allude that there's bones of dead people, that people shouldn't go, whoever eats truma and become tummy, by going over there. So they make those markers. So I remember Shem Bapasi says, Remez letzin kvaris min ha-Torah minayin. What's an allusion to this halacha of marking graves from the Torah? So Tam Alema, it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, V'ro etzim adam, you can see the bone of man, uvana etz letzin, and he builds a marker near it, where Yecheskel is prophesizing regarding the future, that the Jews are going to make markers on the bones of the carcasses that were thrown. Now, it's only a remez, says Rashi, because it's not telling you have to do this, just saying that's what's going to be. Or Taisa says, because that's in the future, how do you know from now? But it's a remez, at least, from the Torah, that you see the idea of marking the graves, which we said, really, it's just for the idea of those who want to stay tar, not to become tummy. Now, however, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, but Ravina said to Ravashi, HaMekmei Delesi Yecheskel Manama, but you bring me a source from a pasuk in Yecheskel. But up until in history, when Yecheskel Hanavi came along, from the time the Torah was given, well, then how did they know the source in those days? So on that, he said, well, Tamech, according to your reasoning, Hodom, Rav Chizda said, this thing from the halacha of the Torah that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we don't learn, but we know it from the words of the Navi Yecheskel, which is, in Yosef Yecheskel, it says, Kol ben necher, any foreign son, who is an oral leva, oral basar, his uncircumcised heart, and uncircumcised flesh, which the oral basar is referring to that his brothers died because when they were circumcised. So they didn't want to circumcise this third son because they're afraid that he's going to die like his brothers. Still, lo yovel mikdashi, shouldn't come to my temple, l'shaseini, to go ahead and serve me, where he's forbidden to do that void because ultimately he's uncircumcised. But before Yecheskel Hanavi came along, so who said that? How do we know the halacha before Yecheskel? So the same question you would have on that, the same question you're having on me, rather, obviously, it's halacha Moshe Mesinai. Yecheskel just came along and he alluded to it in the pasuk. Same thing over here, that this halacha of making a marker on the grave was a tradition that we had. Yecheskel came along and he just alluded to it in the pasuk, but we knew about it even before Yecheskel Navi. Or another source for this idea, how do we know to make a marker of a grave? Rabbi says from a pasuk in Bayikra. Pasuk there is talking about someone who has tsaras, that he has a nega on his body. So he has to tear his garments, let his hair grow long, and he has to cover his cloak himself till his lips. And the pasuk says, but tummy, tummy, yikri, shakola, tummy, tummy. Now, why? Because tumma kairaloi, voimeris le parish. He's calling out tumma to say that you should stay away from him. Therefore, you see, you should make markers regarding tumma that people should realize and stay away. That's the idea of putting a marker by a grave, that people know there's a dead person and not to become tummy by going over that area. And Mechinam and Rabbi Uziel, Babrede, Rabbi Uziel Rabba. So to Rabbi Uziel, who's the grandson of the great Rabbi Uziel, Tumma Kariloi Vemezle Parosh. Tumma is calling out to the person saying, stay away from this area. Says Gemara, v'hai l'hachi odas? Is that really what this pasuk of Tamei Tamei Yikra is coming to teach us? Like, to make a marker for Tumah to stay away? But actually, hu mibayi leilik d'tan, you actually need it for the following idea, brought in the following braisa. The pasuk says, v'tamei Tamei Yikra, you should call out Tamei Tamei, which is tzarech l'di etzar l'rab. He has to let the public know about his difficulty to say, hey, I'm Tamei, look what the difficulty I'm going through. And therefore the public will beseech mercy for him. So that's what it's teaching us. Not that you have to make a marker that they should stay away. Says Gemara, no, imkain, if that would be the only teaching, lichta b'tamei yikra. I should just say, he should call a tamei. May v'tamei two times. Shamim, no, tartu, we don't have two halachas. One, that they should daven for him, and one, that they should stay away from him. A third source, Abayim Mahachi, brings a pasuk in the yikra. It says, v'lifne iver, in front of a blind person, don't put a stomach block. In other words, you should make something by the tumma that people should not stumble, whoever is carrying truma and tahiris, not to become tummy, because it would be a stumbling block for them in their purity, so therefore you have to make a marker. Rav Papa Amar, he brings a fourth source, a pasuk, where in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, the Omar, and he says, soilu, pave the way, panu derech, clear the path. So you see, you have to clear the area to make sure that people are not going to become tummy. So you make a marker that's clearing the road. Which Taisa points out that each one of these manda amrim, they were just saying what they were coming up with, but no, they're not disagreeing. It's just norm is that one person doesn't necessarily think of what his friend is thinking about. So they just came up with different sources for the same idea. A fifth source, Rav Chinna Amar, he actually brings the end of the pasuk of Rav Papa, which says, Hardimu Mikshul Medarachami, lift up the stumbling block from the path of my people, which is to remove the tumma by making a marker. A sixth source would be Shubarid of Idiom, he says a passing in Shemais. Vaidat lehem esaterech yechuba, you should let them know the path which they could go in. When you make a marker, they know where they could walk. Mazutram, a seventh source, a passing in Beyikra, behizartem, which the Targum translates means a betifrishon, meaning you should separate this b'nei soma tamasam, the Jewish people from the tumma, again by making a marker. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, the eighth source, a pasuk in Beyikra, u'shmartim es mishmarti, you should safeguard my safeguard, which is asu mishmeres mishmarti, make a safeguard for my mishmeres, which is make a mishmeres for those who eat truma, because truma says already mishmeres, like it says in Bamidbar Yitzchak, v'ani nesat l'chev mishmeres to the moisai. So truma is called a mishmeres, make a mishmeres for that it should not become tummy by, again, marking off the areas where there's tumma by putting a marker on the grave. Rav Nama, he says, a ninth source, the pasuk in Tehillim, v'som derech, and he sets his path, which means he makes markers which path he should go. I'm going to show him the salvation of God. Again, you see, you should be show people markers where they can go and where not. Another interpretation of the same pasuk, Rav Shmuel Levi says, "Kol hasham with a shin, not a sin. Kol hasham or chaysav. Whoever, and the word is like shuma, whoever evaluates his paths in life, he judges what he should be doing. He merits and he sees in the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishanem, it says in the pasuk, b'sam derech, he sets his path. I'll take b'sam, don't read it with the dot on the left side. Ela b'sam derech, with the dot on the right side, with the shin. And he evaluates his path. I'm going to show him in the salvation of God, meaning if he evaluates, he calculates, okay, how much is he losing by doing this mitzvah? But how much is he gaining? And how much is he gaining by doing the veil? But really, how much is he really losing? If someone does that, he does the pros and cons of performing mitzvahs versus violating sins, so then this is a person who merits in the salvation of God. The Gemara brings a story related that Rabbi Yannai Hava Le'ahu Talmida, he had a certain student, the Chol Yom Havam Akshalei, every day he gave the shir, this student would always ask in the question. But the Shabbos of the day of the Yom Tov, which they would darshan and all the city members would gather to hear the halachas of the Yom Tov, love him actually. So then he didn't ask him any questions because everyone comes to the whole velt, the oilam comes to the shir, and he's going to ask him, he's not going to know what to answer, he's going to be embarrassed. The regular shir, you have a few people, it's okay, but when the whole hamoinam comes, you ask a question, doesn't have an answer, it's embarrassing. So he wouldn't ask the questions then. So as we continue to Mitbeis, Karelei, he pronounced on him this pasuk, Visham Derech. He calculates his path, calculates the right time. When is it appropriate to ask, when is it not? Such a person, Adena B'Yishal Kimak, in the Shom, the salvation of God, he was praising him for knowing when to ask and when not to ask. Continuing on the theme regarding marking off graves, so Tarmon Luna Braisa, Eimet Sainin, we don't mark, Loyal Kazayis Min Hames, not on when there's an olive size piece of a dead person, v'lo al atzim kesayra, and not when there's a bone the size of a barley corn, v'lo al davash enim etam ba'ilo, or anything that does not contaminate by being in the same oil, by being over them, which has to be certain, fit certain criteria to have tumah of oil, by if you hover over it, that it gives you tumah. These things that they don't have tumah's oil, so therefore, we don't have this halacha of marking it off. Because as Tyson points out, even though technically there would be a problem, even if you're not touching it, because it's under the ground, obviously, because if you see you're going to stay away from it, but even causing it to move also causes tumah, but that's not so common, and therefore the chum would not machmer to mark off because of hesed. And since you don't have tumas oil by these items, so we don't have to mark off such areas. Aval but mitzayin ala shedra, but we do mark off if, let's say, there's the spine of a dead person, even though it's only technically one bone, but it does contaminate in tumas oil, and val gogolis and for the skull, or al roiv binyan, if it's the majority of the structure, for example, the large bones like the hip bones and things like that, even though it's not even the majority of the number of bones, but it's the majority of the structure, or al roiv minyan hames, or the majority of the amount of bones, even though it's not even the majority of the structure, because you have very small bones, let's say, in the hands and so on. If you have the majority of the number, all these things, they have tumas oil, and maybe you have to mark it off, because if someone just walks over, he can become tumas by walking over the area. Now, by the emet zayin alav adois, but you don't mark off that which is definitive, because since it's clear to everybody that there's a definitive tumah over there, they're not going to carry their taras there anyway. But we do mark off that which are situations of doubt, which there is an element of oil. And the alien asvekas, what are the areas that there's doubt and there could be a problem about being in the same oil? Are schaches uprois. Schaches are like the lashon of schach, of that which are covering, and prois are projections which are near the Rishus Rabbim, which is near the cemetery, where you have to be in doubt, maybe there's tumah over there, because since there's an oil over here, there's a canopy, so people would generally bury in a discrete area. You have to be concerned that you might be going, and you have to mark that area off. Upesa pras, and also the house of the broken, which the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the area of what's broken, and these are all marked off, which are all situations of doubt. And ve'ema midin sin b'makom tumah, neither do we make the marker in the actual place of the tumah, because shalei l'hafsed es ha-taharas, we don't want to cause loss to the taharas, meaning if the tumah is right beneath the marker, so the person might not realize until he suddenly finds himself by the marker. He's like, whoa, what's this marker? And then already whatever taharas he had is going to become tumah because the tumah is right beneath the marker. Rather, we make the marker near the tumah, distant by a little bit. So when he comes right to the marker, he's going to recognize that, oh, there is tumah a little bit further ahead, and he's not going to go on it, and therefore whatever taras he has are going to remain tar. But ve'emar chikin tzin mimakam tumah, but neither do we distance the marker too far from the area of the tumah, because shalei l'hafsed es Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to cause a loss to the area of Eretz Yisrael, because when someone sees the sign, he's going to stay away. Comes out, Eretz Yisrael is going to be treated as tumah unnecessarily, because it's too far, you're going to be losing too much area of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, you have it like right nearby. Now, the Gemara asks on this brisa. We said that we don't make a marker. The first thing we said was loya kazayis min ames, because we said it doesn't have tumas oil. Says the Gemara, kazayis min ames in b'tam ba'oil. Is that really so that an olive-sized piece of a dead person does not contaminate in the oil, and therefore you're saying imitzayin al kazayis min ames and not on anything that's not have tumas oil? But v'otanya, or the Gemara, is actually tnan. It's a mishnah maseches olis. We learned in the Mishnah that says elu shemitama ba'oil. These things contaminate if it's in the same oil as a person. Is kizayis memes, an olive-sized piece of a dead person. So why are we not making a marker for kizayis memes? So Amar Papi says the truth is you're right. An olive-sized piece of a dead person does contaminate in the same oil. This time we say we don't make a marker on the olive-sized piece. Hacha bekizayis mitzumtzum askin. Here we're talking about it's exactly, precisely the size of an olive. So why are we not making a marker? Because the save mechsa chasik, because ultimately that's going to degenerate in the ground, and obviously eventually, and therefore you're not going to make a marker, because mutav yisrifu lav truma v'kachim lefei shah. It's better that we're going to have to burn the truma and the kachim temporarily, where whoever's going to pass by that olive-sized piece that was recently buried over there, and he didn't know because there's no marker, he's going to have to burn the tahiris because it has not yet diminished. That we're not going to have to burn it for eternity. Because if you're going to make a marker over there, let's say it was exactly a kezayis that's being buried, so you're going to burn all the truma that ever passed by that marker forever unnecessarily because it already diminished. And sometimes a person's not going to realize the marker is there. For example, let's say he went by nighttime, and the next day he goes, wait a second, there was tum over here. Oh, there's a marker. I didn't realize he's going to burn it. And it really was not tummy, because that size olive already got diminished, because it was exactly, and it diminished a little bit, already is less than that amount. So when you don't mark it, so you're not going to burn ever. Only the ones that were just recently, which had not yet diminished. Rather lose out a little bit now than lose out forever a lot. And therefore, we don't make a marker if it's exactly that of kesayis. But yes, if it's exactly kesayis, there is tumas oil. Now, the Braisa said, "Ve'elu hein hasvekas." What are the situations of doubt that we do mark? Aschaches are overhangs and perois and projections. So the Gemara explains, what are they? Aschaches is ilon hamesach al aretz. They have a tree that's hovering over the ground. That's where you have tumah beneath one of the branches. You don't know which one, so you have to make a marker on them all so that you know that there's some type of suffix tumah over here to stay away. Perois, what are these projections? Avon and perois are yitzis min hageder. You have stones that are sticking out from a wall, and again, you don't know which one it is. You got to mark it off to people stay away, make sure they don't become tummy. And what's the suffix of Beis HaPras? Kedna, like we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Olis that says, Achayrish is a kev. If someone plows over a grave, Hadeyu Oysa Beis HaPras. Now he has made the whole area into a Beis HaPras, which, because when you dig over a grave, the bones get broken up and get scattered. That's what the word pras is, broken. Now, Vakamo Oysa, how much of the area has he made into this suffix now that there's the bones over here, the dead person, into Beis HaPras? It's Moloi Mana. It's one furrow full of Mea Amma, of 100 Amma. That's how far we're concerned that the bones have scattered. Now, says the Gemara, Beis HaPras Mimitama Ba'oil, is really that the Beis HaPras, something that contaminates Ba'oil, where we said that because of that suffix, which we said it's only for Tumas Oil that we're concerned for, that you have to mark it off? But Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, Minapech Adam Beis HaPras V'Hailach. A person could blow when he's walking through a Beis HaPras. Let's say someone's going to slaughter his carbon Pesach, where if there is a bone the size of a barley corn, which would contaminate by hesed, by causing it to move, so he could just blow, and then he could make his carbon Pesach, because even if there's a bone, it'll be scattered. And that's how you could walk through the Beis HaPras. Now, if it's going to be a metama ba'oil, as you're saying, that we have to make a marker, how could the person walk through? Even if it's not causing it to move, but he might be hovering over it. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Ami, which made the Ula Amar, he says, another related halacha, the Beis HaPras Shanidah, should we have a Beis HaPras that got trampled on, tar, that's going to be tar, because again, that pulverized the pieces of the bone. But one thing is, how can you tell me that the Beis HaPras is Matam Boil, then how would a person on his way to Karm Pesach be able to just blow and walk through, but even though he's not touching it, he might be causing it, he might be oil over it. So my puppy says, Lekash, not difficult. Why? Because although they're both referring to Beis HaPras, they actually mean two different things. Kan, over here by the Bryce, is Besodah She'ovet B'Kever. We're talking about a field that a grave was lost. In other words, we don't know where the grave is that we had buried someone over here. That's why we say that you have to make a marker, because, of course, that would be Matam Bo'el, because there's a whole grave somewhere over here. But Kan, Shmuel was talking about Besodah She'nechrish B'Kever, that a field where the grave was plowed over. Oh, that you don't have to mark, because that actually, you're right, would not be metama ba'il, because we say that the plowing removed the tum over here. And maybe we'd be concerned for hesed, but not for tum of oil, because you don't have the minimum measurement. As we said, that was the other halacha of the Braisa, that etzim kesa'ir, which is a problem for hesed, but that's not a problem for oil. But says the Gemara, and the Gir says, v'sada shenevet ba'kever, a field that a grave was lost in it, based on pras karela, you call that the abesa pras? Says so, in yes, but not like learning the Mishnah says, oh, it's actually Shloisha Beis HaPras, and there's three that are called Beis HaPras, where those who eat Truma are not allowed to go in because of the concern that maybe they're going to become tummy. You have Sada Shenevet B'Kevah, you have a field that a grave is lost somewhere over here, we don't know where it is. But Sada Shenechrish B'Kevah, you have a field that a grave was plowed over, where obviously now we don't know where the bones are. And Sadei Baichin, and the field of crying. Says so, my Sadei Baichin, what's that third category of the field of crying? Rabbi Shua Ba'aba Mishmei de Ulama, he says, it's a Sada Shemeftirim Ba'Mesim. It's the field where they take leave from the dead. And that's what it's called by crying, where they cry over there. Where when they bring the corpses from far away to this place to bury, so when they come to the field near the city, so they take leave, those who had brought it from their place, when they give it over to the Chevra Kedisha, and because the people from this place come and take it, and they wash the bodies, and they bury them, so that field where they take leave from them, it's called the Stei Baichin. So not Batam Amai. What's the reason why we're concerned that there's Toma over there, that it's the third case of the Beis HaPras? So Mavimi says, Mishum Yish Bail Noguba, because since they brought the body from a faraway area, and if a limb goes and gets unhinged and falls over there. So each one is like really gave up hope of doing it because they're like relying on the other parties, and it just ends up getting left over there because they're saying, oh, they'll take care of it, and they're saying, oh, they probably took care of it. And because of that, so therefore we have to be concerned that there's some limbs over there which could be metam ba'oil, and therefore it's going to be having the halacha beis apras. Now, but now the Gemara asks that what we had said from Rav Papa, says the Gemara, v'sodah shenechlesh ba kever loy bo'yitzin. So what are you answering? You're telling me, Rav Papa, that it actually depends what type of beis apras. If a grave gets lost, so it's there, so then you have to mark it. Shmuel was talking about that the grave just got plowed over. Oh, so then you don't have to make a marker. Says the Gemara, is that really so? Like you're answering that when did we say you could blow through a beis apras and walk through when it was plowed over, and therefore we're not concerned with Tumas El, and therefore you don't have to make a marker? But Vatanya in the Braisa as follows. Matza sadu mutziyanis. We said if you find a marked field, which the marking is telling us that there's tumah over here, and v'en yidu mativa, but you don't know what's the status of this field. Is it a field that a grave was plowed over it, and therefore you could walk through by blowing? Or is it because a grave was lost in it, and then you obviously cannot walk by blowing because there would be tumas oil somewhere over here, wherever the grave, the intact grave is? So says the Braisa, I'll tell you the following clue. Yeshba ilanis, if there's trees in this field, but you do a shenechresh b'keb, but then you know that this is a field that was plowed over the grave, and it was plowed because of what's needed for the trees. So then you could walk by and blow, and because it's not going to have a tumah of oil. So now, obviously we see from the Braisa that said that you found a marked field that you, and we're saying that it's talking about a case when there's trees that is plowed over. So you see that you mark a base of pras that was plowed. So that's difficult on our Papa, who said that when you have a plowed field, you don't have to mark it. Now the Braisa continues and says, now in Ba'ilonis, if there's no trees, then you do a Sha'avavad Ba'akeb. But then you know, obviously, it's a type of a field that a grave was lost and it was not plowed. So if it wasn't plowed, so why are we marking it off? Because the grave was lost, and therefore it is going to have Tumas Oil. Biudaim, he says that the truth is, you never could presume, which is the leniency, that it was plowed, until there's an elderly or a Talmud Chacham who he knows that it was plowed, and then you can rely on that and you can walk through by blowing without worrying that there's Tumas Oil. Not everyone's proficient in this, so there has to be a Zakan or a Talmud Chacham. But again, one thing we see, that not like Rav Papa, that we see that the halacha is that even the Beis HaPras of Shenechwish Bakebr needs a marker, not like Rav Papa, who is resolving that to say that's what Shmuel meant. Rav Papa would tell you that no, the truth is that a beis apras that was a grave was plowed over does not need a marker. Now, Kitanya, when we learned that Bryce that says that, oh, you should know if there's trees that the grave was plowed over and then you could walk through, is actually beside the Sha'ava Bekever. Actually, that was talking about a field that a grave was lost inside of it originally, and did Sainu, and therefore they had originally marked it because the grave was lost. Now, and that's what the Bryce is saying, however, if Yesh Boilon, if there's trees in this field, then Biyudu, you could know for sure, Shenechresh Bakever, that for sure that means whatever grave there was that was lost was actually plowed over after they had marked it. But the truth is, an original Beis HaPras that was plowed over would not need a marker. It's just saying, but if there's trees, you could know that they probably plowed it over afterwards. In Ba'ilonis, if there's no trees, Biyudu, Shavu Bakever, then you know that it's a case that the grave was just lost and not plowed, and therefore you wouldn't be able to walk through. It says the Gemara, but why are you not concerned? Dilma ilonis megavoy. Maybe that the trees are in the inside, the kevin mebevroy, and the grave is from the outside. And maybe the place where the tumah is was not plowed over, which was beyond the trees, maybe only between the trees. So maybe really it is a field that a grave was lost in it and was not plowed over. So why is the Braisa saying that, oh, if there's trees, they definitely have to plow because the trees need it. So for sure the grave is plowed over and there'd be allowed to walk through no tumas oil. How do you know? Maybe it's only amongst the trees. But in the outer area, that's why we marked it off, that there is actually a full grave in it and you cannot walk through. Says Gemara, Kadama Ula. We say like Ula said in the Dharam, that Ba'im Demal Gvulim, we're talking about where the trees are on the boundaries. So Achanami here also for the halacha we're discussing over here, we're talking about Ba'imni, where the trees are standing ala Gvulim, on the boundaries of the public domain. Where most definitely there's no tumah beyond, because no one's going to be burying anyone in the Rishus HaRabim. Rather, the tumah must be between the trees, and again, therefore, we know that they plowed over there because of the trees, and that's why we say that we're not concerned with tumah because obviously it was plowed over. But the Gemara continues at the top of Vav Manav and says, but still, but Dilma, maybe, okay, let's say the other way around. Maybe tumah megavoy. Maybe the tumah is only in the area and not amongst the trees because Vilon is mevaroy. Yeah, the trees are on the outside, like we said, that they're on the perimeter, on the boundaries, and maybe the area of the tumah was not plowed over because it's the trees are on the outside. You're only plowing over there, but the inside where there's no trees, maybe there is a kever that's lost. It says, no, we're talking about mesubachen. We're talking about that it's all intermingled, that there's no one row of trees only around the boundaries. Rather, it's mixed throughout the whole field. Where most definitely, then you have to plow the whole field because of the trees. Then we know it's a sadash nechesh b'kever. Over yibayisim, another approach you could say that even if the trees are only on the outside. But Hamaran, we had said previous on this daf that ein machikin tzin mimakom tumah. You don't distance the marker from the area where the tumah is, because we don't want to have shalil hafsad etz yisrael to cause a loss for etz yisrael by making it too far. Obviously, the marker is right near the tumah. Now, since it's near the trees that they made the marker, most definitely that the tumah was amongst the trees. And that's why we're putting the marker over there. Oh, so if that's where the tumah was, which was near the trees, and they for sure plowed because of the trees, then we could presume that the grave was already plowed over, and that's why we're saying that you don't have to be concerned anymore for the tumah of oil, which would only be by soda shenever b'kever, and not by that of soda shenechesh b'kever, which was exactly what Papa had answered, that it's not a difficulty, that you don't have to go ahead and make a marker if it was plowed over, but you would have to make a marker if it was a soda shenever b'kever, that a grave is somewhere there, you just don't know where it is.